Today is Thursday, March 30th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National I Am In Control Day. I don't always feel like I'm in control, but I am a bit of a control freak. I really have a hard time delegating. And I can either completely let go of something and just stop caring and then give it to someone else. I mean, and that's hard. There are some things that I really care about and I don't want to give to anyone else. But if I'm going to delegate, I have to like completely drop it and just say, you know what? I don't care about this anymore. Because if not, I worry and fret and think about, oh my God, what if they do it wrong? Or what if they do this? Or what if they do that? Et cetera, et cetera. And so anyway, I suppose I'm constantly celebrating I'm in control day. Okay, this is so specific. National Turkey Neck Soup Day. I wasn't even aware that there was a thing called turkey neck soup. I mean, it looks like a vegetable-ish soup, or maybe even like a pho. Maybe it's a Vietnamese or Thai or something like that. Maybe it's one of those folks, because it looks like it could be, but I might be wrong. It might be from Jamaica. I don't really know, because I've never heard of turkey neck soup. It's also National Pencil Day. So there you go. My mouse keeps disconnecting from this computer and it is driving me. I don't know if the mouse is... I've had this mouse for a while and it's a Bluetooth. You have to charge it, so it's got an internal battery. And I'm wondering if the battery is just had enough and I need to replace it, because I charge it regularly and it is still just disconnecting all the time. So yesterday I recorded... So like I said, it was orchestra night, but you guys, work has been back to back to back meetings and everything was important. And, you know, we learned that not my direct boss, but my boss's boss put in his notice. And so they're going to be shifting. Not much. I mean, pretty much my team is going to still, I report to a different person. So it's not like, you know, I'm losing who I report to, which would be, that would be much worse, because I do like my current boss. As much as I don't enjoy my job, I do like my current boss. And if I had to switch to a different boss that I didn't like, that would be the last nail in the coffin, right? But, this person used to be my boss, and then they brought in someone else under him, and she, and maybe, and also maybe I don't do well with male bosses as well. That could be part of it. But regardless, I've had a couple of male bosses in my life that I have loved and just gotten along with great. And, you know, and then I've had some where I was intimidated by them. I didn't like talking to them, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of been back and forth. Normally, when I have female bosses, I like them. I get along with them. Maybe it's a gay thing. I don't really know. So that's been going on. So it's just been really stressful. So I had orchestra, but I was like, ugh. I can't do orchestra. I just can't. It pretty much uses up my whole evening, because it's 6:30 to 8. I have to leave early so I can drive there. And then, you know, because it takes 20 minutes to get to the church from here. So I need to leave at least 30 minutes early so I have time to warm up and be ready to play, you know, when I get there. And then afterwards, it takes me another 20 to 30 minutes to get home, pack up my instrument, get, you know, walk to my car, get home, all that kind of stuff. So then I'm not home until like 8:30. That eats up a big chunk of my day. And so anyway, I just couldn't do it. So I messaged them, like, I'm sorry. And I've been really, a lot of the several, well, we have three trumpet players right now, because one of the trumpet players is having a tooth issue. And he's getting a replacement. His tooth cracked and he's getting one of those implants where they put the post in there and then they screw. And that takes like 4 months, apparently. So he's going to be out for a while. So we just have three at the moment. But one of them was sick. One of them had family visiting. One Sunday, or I can't remember if it was Sunday or Wednesday, but one day, I think I told you guys, I was the only trumpet player. So I've been really consistent the past month or so. So I thought, you know what? I can take it off. But I didn't want to cook, so because I normally don't cook on Wednesdays, you know, that's how it is. And like I said, I have been doing much better. I've been eating less fast food. I've been cooking more. So we kind of sat around on the couch and watched YouTube videos for a while, and Mark did his workout because I'm still working out in the mornings. And then we went to Wendy's. I wasn't really sure. And I didn't want a burger, which is unusual, but I just really wasn't in the mood for a burger. And I also, all the chicken places that I like are so far away. We have, the only thing I like Chick-fil-A for is their breakfast. We do have a Chick-fil-A close, and it's not that I hate their other food. Normally I'm only going there if I'm going to get breakfast. Popeyes and Cane's and KFC are probably my three favorite chicken places, but all of them are far away. And so when I say far, like 20 minutes, let's say, and 20 minutes to drive to get fast food, 20 minutes each way. So 40 minutes plus however long it takes to get the food, you know, waiting in line and everything. That's almost an hour by the time we get home just to get some chicken. I could cook a chicken in that time. So Wendy's is fairly close. So I just was like, okay, I'll go to Wendy's. So I got a chicken sandwich. I got a baked potato. That's what I did last week. I've been missing, although for whatever reason, usually the baked potatoes are pretty good at Wendy's, but this Wendy's does not have good baked potatoes. They're either not cooking them long enough or they're leaving them in the warmer for way too long because they just are dry and not nasty. You can fix them up, add enough butter and sour cream and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, so we did that. We came back, we ate that, and we're catching up with Grey's Anatomy and Station 19. And the thing about those, we haven't been watching them for a while because we've been watching Traitor UK, Traitor Australia, Traitor US. And so now we're back to kind of our Hulu shows, and ABC shows are on Hulu. But the thing about Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy is they cross over with each other. And so you need to watch them in the correct order. Otherwise, because they carry the storylines over from show to show. Station 19 is a fire station, but they have a lot of medical stuff because they do a lot of crisis management and medical and all that kind of stuff. And the doctors from Grey's Anatomy will come over into Station 19, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of times they'll start on Station 19. Somebody will be, I don't know, fall out of a tree or something. And the firefighters will be called to the scene. And they'll need to take them to the hospital. They'll take them to Grey's Sloan Memorial. And so, loud car outside the window. Anyway, and so you need to watch it in the right order. So we're like going Station 19, Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, Grey's Anatomy. We're about 6 episodes behind on each one. So we did that. And that was pretty much all that we did. I realized today that our trip to go see Zach and Daniel is in 2 weeks. Actually less than 2 weeks now, because we're Thursday. We're actually going to be there on a Wednesday. So 13 days from now, we're going to be in Florida. And I realized my haircut was scheduled the weekend that I'm in Florida. So I had to call today and reschedule. And it's always a big, because my stylist is so busy and Saturdays are the busiest because everyone wants to go on a Saturday. And I live five hours away from there. So if I have to go during the week, I have to take off a day of work. But I realized that I had scheduled my haircut appointment for the 15th and I'm going to be in Florida. So I had to call today And it's just a pain in the butt. I had to reschedule it for the 7th, which is a Friday. So I have to take off work that day. It is what it is. Oh, well. I also scheduled Mark's for Mark's birthday back in September. I gave him a detailing for his car. I said, I will pay to have a company detail your car inside and out. I scheduled that just now. What are we, 6 months from September? I'm such a procrastinator. They're doing it on Monday. So we'll see how good they do. And if they do a good job, then I'll have them do my car as well. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.